Hello, and welcome to Happy Gamer!
What did she say?
I do not want to repeat it because I don't think I'm allowed to say it on the computer.
You can say anything on the internet. It's the internet.
So it's not on TV?
Yeah, it's not on the TV.
Oh. Oh, my shit, it was kick-ass.
You can say kick-ass on the TV. No, we can't make that joke on the show. I was about to make a joke that I would make, but I'm not going to do it on the show. Okay, fine, since we are about to reach the 5-minute mark of the show is over. Come on, let's all go away now. No, I'm joking. Now, it's actually time to begin the show.
What?
I know, we're doing a show.
What did you say?
We're doing a show this week. Did you know that?
Well, kind of, no.
Ah, damn it, Chez Online. No, that's bad!
Why?
That's right. Okay, now my first game is World War III. Tank Wars!
Ever played it?
No. See, I have. See, it's a game where you're a tank in World War III! And you're going around blowing shit up!
Is that a movie?
I guess it could be a movie, but no, it's not. See, it's a game. Maybe, but you see, so your tank, your green tank, riding in the desert with a bunch of rocks. But whenever you collide with a rock, your health goes down. Okay, fine. Now I have to say, is that, God, shut up! Okay, fine. I'm gonna see if I can get Chad on the show, and you see, when you touch the rocks, your health goes down. You have like 1,000 health to start out with, and you see, when you touch the rocks, your health goes down very quickly. And you see, during this, I'm gonna see if the Skype sound is working. Because it's usually not working. Okay. So right now, I'm just going to pause the show for now. We are on pause. And I'm back from that pause that you guys didn't hear. Okay, so now back to the discussion of tank wars. So you see your green tank. You go around. Go away. Okay, and you see, you start out with like 70... You start out with 100 shells, which are like tank bazooka bullet things. And you blow up other tanks with... Also have tank bazooka bullet things. And then you also have bullets, which are just like a machine gun on the front of your tank that just no, I'm not gonna make the joke on the show. Dang. Okay, so this is a clean show. It's very clean. You can't say bad things, Andrew.
What did you say? I don't speak offensive,
you mean. Oh, you can't say bad things. It's against the law. It's evil. Yes, it is! It's against the law to say bad things! Okay, so back to Tank Wars. It's pretty fun, but it gets tough as hell. On the second level! What the hell? It's not supposed to be hard on the second level. It's like, woo! It's like, woo, this game is really fun. And it's like, nuke! Boom! Nuke! Boom! And then you get nuked again and again, and then you get your ass kicked because there's so many tanks. And then there's so many rocks, and you run into the rock because you're trying to get away from the tanks. The rock deals damage to you, and then you boom! And then the screen blows up! And then you need to go buy another monitor! And then you need to plug it into your computer! And then you say, this game sucks balls! And then you give it 5 stars. And then you give it 5 stars. Okay, on to the next game. Andrew? Sound high. Are you high?
Not at
the moment.
I have some
sunbow. Ah.
Well, okay. He says I have some little brownies at my
mama's
thing for this concert she was going to.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Okay, there's this one game I played called World Creation. It apparently got better since the first time I played it, but then I was like, oh, it got better. And then I never actually played it after it got better. Which kind of sucks.
It sucks.
Because you see, I only played the... Well, it has a kick-ass intro scene. So there's a bunch of stick men who are walking off a ledge. And then they free fall into a pit of spikes. It's the most kick-ass thing I've ever seen. And then there's the other, stick men who's running into a wall of spikes. There's this other stick man who's just looking around. It's the most kick-ass intro to a video game ever. People jumping into spikes. People walking into spikes.
The phone on a video game.
What?
The device. The next segment.
What do you mean?
You fell for it.
I did fall for it. Well, now I have to say is, I never actually played this game. You're supposed to create your own level. But I never actually did create my own level, so it sucked. I'm not going to post the link to this just because I didn't have a good joint experiencing it. It isn't my favorite games, though. It's really fun. But it's not the best. But I said, I gave it 60,000 stars out of 5. I love it. And I was like, you should put up a walkthrough. It's hard. And then I sort of epically failed and never tried it again after that one try. Because that's how I do it here on Happy Gamer.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
So since I'm... It's not... Okay, I need to pee. Okay, bye. Well, I'm back from my piss. And the next game on the list is if you are a YouTube subscriber of mine, you probably have already seen the full review of this. Monkey. Your monkey, who is driving a tank, shooting oranges at people, who are shooting grape machine guns at you. If that doesn't sound fun, then what the hell is wrong with you? Come on, you're a monkey in a tank shooting oranges at people. What the hell could be more awesome?
Talking to
the listeners, but you can be a part of this conversation. I would actually hope you would be a part of this conversation.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Uh-oh,
Be a part of the conversation, Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Okay, answer this question. What is more awesome than a monkey in a tank shooting oranges at people who are shooting pineapples at you?
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
What's better than that?
Yeah.
What's better than a monkey shooting oranges at people who are shooting pineapples at you?
That's shooting potatoes out of an apple cannon.
That would be pretty awesome. God damn it! Why do you have to come up with a better answer than I would? I'd be like, absolutely nothing. This game is the best game ever. We broke the fourth wall?
No, they
broke
it. I'm watching
anime
and they keep breaking the fourth wall.
God damn it, what? No! But our show. Our show is so awesome, we just broke the fourth wall. How about that?
We can't break the fourth wall. It's not like we're an anime or something.
No. I have a machine gun that breaks the fourth wall with its magical powers. You can when you're... Oh, now I see the problem. You can when you are Donovan.
Shut up! You can when you're Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris can't break the fourth wall. Only I can.
Chuck Norris can break the fourth wall. You're a liar.
Fine. Chuck Norris can break the fourth wall.
Yes.
Well, you want to know what? Want to know what else he can break? He can also break your face. But still, this game, the monkey, is really fun. You'll enjoy it. I got up to like level 10 out of level 12. I still got up to level like 10 out of 12, and I was like, oh my god, this game is hard, and then I started crying, and then Andrew's mom came on, and then I cannot say what happened after that. It's not appropriate for the show. What? Well, I broke the fourth wall anyway. Better than breaking your fourth mom.
Shut up.
Dang it, I need to stop making these jokes. I need to remember. We are on the internet. You can't say everything on the internet. Since when?
Since now.
Damn it! Fine, I didn't break the fourth wall, no! But the game Monkey is so kick-ass, it broke the fourth wall.
How can a game break the fourth wall?
It's magic. It broke the fourth wall, okay? The fourth wall has been broken by this game. Since this game is so kick-ass, you know you have to go play it. So go out, rush out, play it. And I need to go. And now for the next game on the list.
Also, the game broke the fourth wall.
The game did break the fourth wall. And now,
Chuck Norris can break the fourth wall without even trying.
Yeah, he breaks it every day. He yawns.
He
yawns, and then the fourth and the fifth wall is broken. That's right, the fifth wall.
He didn't even know
there was a fifth wall.
That's taking all his energy, idiot.
Well, you want to know what? Chuck Norris can break anything he wants.
He broke a bunch of bars already. I don't even know how you could do that.
I know, exactly. He's magic. He's Chuck Norris. Okay, now this next game, Agent P.
Can you break the fourth wall in that game?
You cannot, but you can glitch your way through walls. See, you can just keep moving, trying to move through the wall, and then you'll just move through the wall. And sometimes there'll be like this really tough obstacle course, but you can just glitch yourself out of the wall and walk all the way down and glitch yourself back in and get to the exit.
Can I talk now?
You can.
Nosebleed.
What?
Anime nosebleed.
No. No. So, okay, so you see, you can just glitch your through the way through the wall, walk all the way down, glitch your way back in, and touch that one guy. Yep, touch the guy in the blue shirt. Yeah, it is awesome. So what I have to say now, otherwise, this game would be impossible. Though there's one level where he's like, I'm just gonna put a bunch of these spinny thingies that'll kill you and make it like a maze, except it'll only be a straight line downward. But if you touch the walls, you're dead. It was the worst idea ever. Because you can just walk straight downward. Because you don't need to move sideways. You can just walk straight down. And that's the final level, and it's like, wait for Agent P, episode 2. Dear God, Andrew! Andrew! Okay, now that I've reviewed the final game, you want to know what time it is?
What?
It's time for your corner, Andrew!
What?
It's time for your corner.
Your corner!
Okay, and now this week on Andrew's Corner, whatever the hell Andrew feels like telling you.
What?
It's your corner. What the hell do you feel like telling the people? Andrew, tell them whatever you feel like telling them.
Nosebleeds. Anime nosebleeds are awesome.
Is that all you have to say?
Not all. Anime nosebleeds are awesome. And the epic anime nosebleed was better than awesome. It was epic. There's blood everywhere.
God, that was funny. So go on YouTube and search nosebleed anime. And then click on the first thing.
I'll be back
thing.
In a few minutes.
You'll be back in a few minutes?
Okay, I'm back.
You're back?
I'm watching Eva Kobe.
Good for you. Okay, well, Andrew, this show is extremely short, so you get to have more on whatever you feel like talking about.
So I've got more?
Yeah.
The Happy Gamer here, thanks to Anime Nosebleeds, getting a... I can't even say it.
Say it again, please.
You say what you think it is. What an Anime Nosebleed is.
God, no, we can't say that on the show. It's against our ethics that we don't have.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's really.
What do you think for the anime nosebleed is?
Well, actually, that's technically what it is, but still.
Well, for the rest of time,
what?
I'm going to listen.
Da 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 da. Well, too bad. Well, Andrew? We still need to have more crap to do.
I'm gonna talk more.
No! Andrew, I had an idea.
What?
How about I pause the show, go out and buy a video game, what? And review that video game.
What?
I said, how about I pause the show, go and buy a video game, and review that video game.
I don't want to review a game.
No, I review a game.
Okay, review a game.
Okay, so I'm gonna pause the show. For a very long time, then I'm going to come back.
Okay, I'll just review the game.
The show is going to be on pause.